Still not exactly sure if he wants me to talk on something, but I'll offer myself and I'll thank him. You know, Lord, let me post something on Facebook just before Christmas, and it was right after grandmother passed away, about how that there is, when the angels proclaimed that Jesus was born, one of the first things that happened, there was one angel that said Jesus was here, and then right after that, the whole heavens were filled with, the Bible says, a multitude of heavenly hosts. And they began to sing, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men." And I've read that before, and I thought, you know, that's a little difficult because there is no peace on this earth. But I got to thinking about it. The Word of God tells us that there is no peace in this earth. But ever since Jesus has come and then gave his life for our sins, there is the opportunity for us living in a world without peace to live with peace within us. So there is peace inside of us while we live in a world that cannot have peace in it. So there is not peace in the world, but there is peace on earth. And that peace is that peace of God that's set up in your heart, that's in your heart. Sister, it's in your heart. And that peace of God, he says that peace surpasses all understanding. When we're in the midst of turmoil, when we're in the middle of a pandemic that just is crippling us with anxiety, and then you look at the world and on top of the pandemic, just things politically going on. Last time we were here, we left town quickly because we were scared. We had gone by to visit my dad's folks, and he was up at the rehab center doing some rehab, and it came on the news where the Capitol building had been attacked while we were up there, and we were concerned, so we left quickly and got out of town because you just don't know what's going to happen. I didn't want to be in the middle of downtown Memphis when it got dark outside and just didn't know what was going to happen. But in the midst of all that chaos that's out there, I can have a peace within me because that Holy Ghost and the Lord promised that he would send me that peace. He promised me that his peace would go with me, not as the world gives peace, but his peace would go with me. And that when I go into situations where there is no peace, I carry the peace of God with me. And he says that I can leave my peace there in that situation, and I can leave the peace that God has given me right there. But Lord Bilani, I'm so thankful. I may read just a little something, but I'll try not to keep us too long. But bless him, Lord. Help us, Lord. This is not what I had on my mind when I was on the way up here, so I'm going to see if I can look it up real quick. Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even with a recompense. He will come and save you. This is the prophet Isaiah talking to the children of Israel. And the encouragement that Isaiah was given to the children of Israel there. And I believe this is exactly what we saw happening right here. Just a few minutes ago. Strengthen ye the weak hands. Those of us that have been out of service for so long. Those of us that have been weak physically from the sickness. Strengthen the weak hands. And that's exactly what he did for us, where we could lift up our hands, holy hands, without wrath, without doubting, that we could lift up those hands to him. And he says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Those of us with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I remember a story Granddaddy would tell one time. He said there was a man that the Lord started impressing on his heart. So what are you going to do if somebody pulls a gun on you? Just one time, the Lord started putting it on his heart. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do if somebody pulls a gun on you? And this went on for a long time. And he got to praying about it and said, Lord, I don't know. And he got to praying about it. And then he finally got to the place where he realized, and the Lord let him know. He said, Lord, I've already died. I've died. This life that I have lived before, I've already died to that life. He said, the worst they can do is physically take this body of clay. But when they take this body of clay, it's just going to go back to the dust from which it came. And my soul is going to go back to my Creator. The person that I've been longing to be with anyway. So I don't have to worry about anything of what's going to physically come on me. It may be unpleasant to have to deal with it, but that's the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that it doesn't matter what happens to my body physically. Nothing can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus when that Holy Ghost has been poured down into my heart by the love of God. When the love of God has been poured into my heart by the Holy Ghost, there's nothing that can separate me from that. Nothing that anybody can do to me to separate me from that. I could walk away from it, but Lord, I don't ever want to walk away from it. And I don't believe anybody here does. But there is nothing that anybody can ever do to me to separate me from that love of God. And that's where the peace of God comes in, is that it doesn't matter what happens to us in this life. It doesn't matter physically how we suffer for just a little while, because in view of eternity, any amount of suffering that we do down here is minuscule in comparison to the length of time that we're going to have in eternity. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong and fear not. Children of God, the Word of God, the Holy Ghost is saying, be strong. Not in your own strength. I texted Brother Tim on the way up here. And by the way, he says he loves you and he's praying for you. But I was texting him on the way up here because I was thinking about him. Today is the third funeral he's had to do in 4 days. And I texted him and I thought my mind was exhausted from doing 3 funerals in 4 weeks. But he's having to do 3 funerals in 4 days. And I said, I want you to know I'm praying for you, that the Lord will send you just exactly what you need. Because I'm telling you, it wears your mind down to have to do that. I was mentally exhausted after having done 3 of those in 4 weeks. And he's doing 3 in 4 days. And his response back to me was, our God is a source of never-ending strength. He's exactly right. We don't have to be strong in and of ourselves. We don't have to rely on our own strength. He said, in our weakness, His strength will show. So we can be weak, but we can gather our strength from Him. So the Word of God is saying, be strong in the Lord. Lean in on Him. Constantly cast in your every worry, your every whatever is bothering your mind. Whatever it is, turn it over to Him. Let Him take care of it. And let Him give you His strength. Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Uncle Lonnie, I didn't know Granny Worley, but I remember y'all telling me the story of, I don't know if it was a vision or a dream that she had, of just a stream of water coming. Was it out of the old church? Is that what it was? Refresh my memory, because I don't remember what it was.
She said she just dreamed that a stream of water was coming out from under the church. And everybody really, the Holy Ghost began to fall about that time. And just God gave her a dream.
That's exactly what the Word of God is talking about right here. He's talking spiritually in a land, in this city of Memphis, that was a dry and parched and desert land because the true Word of God was not going out. There were people that were proclaiming the Word of God that were telling lies to their people, but the true Word of God began to come. And from that Word of God began to flow springs of living water. Thank the good Lord. Springs of living water. And out of that living water, life could come. Out of that water. And look what the Lord has done for us. Look how God has poured out the Holy Ghost among us. And it may still be barren and desert out there, but that spring of living water is within us. And every person that we come in contact with, you guys are on, I don't know if you realize this, but y'all are in a missionary field right now. Y'all are on the front lines of a missionary field because you come into contact with people every single day. I mean, think of the majority of the people that you talk to out in the world. How many of them are actually not children of God? You're on the front lines of a missionary field where your peace, you know the truth of God's Word and a light that they cannot see. Right now, they are blinded to seeing that, and their ears are stopped up. They can't hear it. And it's only by the grace of God, he says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto every man. And it may just be you coming into contact with them that allows that grace of God to be presented unto them so that they could see, hey, there's something different about this person. There's something different about this life that they're living that's completely different than these other people that I know that claim Christianity. And he says, how will they know that we are his children? It's by the love that we have one for another, for each other and for them. You're standing every day walking into a missionary battlefield, and you have the opportunity when you're talking to these people, think about when you're talking to them, am I sharing the love that God has given me? Am I sharing that with them? I don't necessarily have to teach the plan of salvation to them, but I can absolutely love them the way that the Lord teaches me to love them. And they will eventually see a difference. And this scripture in the Word of God is going to come true. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart. When Brother Tim talks about this, I don't know if y'all remember Brother Tim when he had first gotten the Holy Ghost, but he was excitable when he first got the Holy Ghost. And he would the power of the Lord would come on him, and he'd get to leaping and jumping. And he says, he gets to talking about it. He says, this scripture was me. He said, that was me. He said, I was dumb and I was blind. I couldn't hear. And he said, all of a sudden, I could see, I could hear. And that word of God came down into my heart and I received it. And out of me were flowing rivers of living water. And he said, I couldn't help but leap with the joy of the Lord, just like a deer. Just like you're out there and you're hunting and you'll see a deer jump over that fence to get over that fence. Man, it can spring right over the top of a barbed wire fence. And that's what he was like, because that joy of the Lord was in his heart and he could just jump with the joy of the Lord. But that's what he's talking about right here. That's the good news of the gospel that we have. Then shall the lame man leap as a harp, as a hart, which is a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And I love this next verse, Isaiah 35 and 8. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. It's the springs of living water, that way of holiness, not a denomination, but God's standard of living for our life is holiness. Be ye holy as I am holy. No man can see the Lord without following holiness and peace. And an highway shall be there. Singular, an highway. One shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. You're not going to accidentally stumble onto this way of holiness. You're going to have to want it with everything in your life, in your heart. It's got to be, the Lord has to be the most important thing in your heart, more important than a job, more important than school, more important than a child, more important than your marriage, more important than your girlfriend. It doesn't matter. You can go add down the list. I mean, if you like Pop-Tarts, it's got to be more important to you than Pop-Tarts. The Lord has to be the most important thing to you in your life, because you're not just going to trip and stumble into the way of holiness and, oh my goodness, I've got the Holy Ghost. It's not going to happen. It's not going to jump on you like that. You're going to have to want it with everything that you have. He can't give you the best gift in the world if you don't desire it with everything that's in your life. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. But who gets to walk there? But the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The redeemed of the Lord are those that are going to get to walk there. Lord, these past 6 weeks have been one of the strangest times, I guess, that I've seen, in that in less than 6 weeks' time, we've seen 7 people pass away. Out of those 7 that have passed away, between the church in Valamosa, the church in Flintville, and the church here, there's been 7 people in less than 6 weeks' time who we've had to conduct a funeral for. Out of those 7, 5 of those, I believe, were COVID-related. So this is absolutely a serious issue and a scary time that we're up against, and something that could absolutely cause fear. But the thing that makes me fear even more than that is the fact that 4 out of those 7, and it's been a long time since we've seen this, 4 out of those 7 were children of children of God. They weren't kids when they passed away, but their parents had or have the Holy Ghost. And their parents brought them to church. Their parents taught them the way of holiness. And I have no doubt that their parents prayed for them just like I pray for my children. Lord God, please draw them to you. Let them receive this Holy Ghost and let them live for you all the way to the end. I believe that's a daily prayer for my wife and I for our children. And I have no doubt that that was a prayer for them as well. But 4 out of those 7 grew up, became adults. That word of God came to them. Those springs of living water were there for them to go and drink out of. And they willingly chose to live in the desert, away in the parched land. And they chose willingly to stop up their ears and to allow their eyes to be closed. Lord, if there is anything that you should be concerned about, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I don't know, I'd be as worried about COVID. I'd be more worried about the fact that it looks like God is taking people right now who have heard the Word of God and have willingly rejected the Word of God. So I'm asking you, don't let that fall on deaf ears. It's incredibly serious. You don't want to gamble with your eternity. And without the Holy Ghost, the truth of the matter is that if you die today without the Holy Ghost, hell is your eternal home. That's the truth of the matter. But that does not have to be the end of your story. Brother Lonnie, I know that because we're here today where 2 or 3 are gathered together, touching and agreeing. And I feel that love of God. I know it's here. I know it is. It is alive and well in this church right now. Those springs of living water are just as crystal clear as they ever were. Just as crystal clear. And they're here freely, freely for the taking. For you to come up and drink of that water. And he said you would never thirst again. Never thirst again. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that he changes all of the circumstances in your life. You may still be in a difficult situation. You may still be in a job that you are surrounded by people who despise the truth of God's word. But it can change you. Even if the situation never changes, he can change you and give you the peace of God and the knowledge that I don't have to fear anything in this world. Whatever comes, whatever goes, if I'm here, I'm going to spread the love of God. If they take me out and it's time for me to go, I'm going to get to be with my Lord and Savior. So there is nothing for a child of God to fear in this life. Nothing do we have to fear. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, Lord, I pray that that fear of God begins to set up in your heart. I pray that he takes away any enjoyment that you have in anything out there in this world. I really do. And that sounds mean. I mean, it sounds like I'm being cruel or harsh. But I hope he takes that away from you because you're just pacifying yourself with a short-term pleasure and losing out on long-term, eternal glory. You're exchanging it, and that's a horrible exchange. It's a bad business decision. Turn your heart over to the Lord. Today, leave today filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, and Brother Tim has been telling us for a little bit, he says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And the Lord knows that we have been weeping for the last little bit. And I'm looking for joy. Because it's the promise of God. I'm looking for it. It's coming. We may have to weep through the night, but the joy is coming in the morning. And Brother Tim has told us, he said, he's looking for people to receive the Holy Ghost. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for these things that have caused sorrow to have people draw themselves to the Lord. Don't let the sorrow push you away from the Lord. Let it draw you to the Lord. And let Him be good on His promise to comfort the brokenhearted. Because He wants to give you the Holy Ghost, and you can leave with the Holy Ghost today. Brother Lonnie, that's all I've got. I'm going to get out of the way. Do y'all feel like saying anything? Yep. Yeah.